Hello, my name is Chip Lang, and you are listening to Total EM. We've all been there before, the family member or friend who comes to us and asks us medical questions or has certain concerns, but we're not their primary care provider. We're not their PCP, and we don't see them as a patient. So how do we manage this? How do we deal with this situation where they come to us and want our help, but technically, or more importantly, legally, we may not be able to provide that for them? So in most cases, in most states and countries, there's at least some version of legal precedence that says what we can or cannot do with relatives. It's less clear on friends, but ultimately, in most cases, it's important to understand that there are some sort of laws that are in place about what we can or cannot do outside of an established medical setting as a patient and provider relationship exists. Now, obviously, we're not talking about those who are in acute, emergent situations that need stabilizing support. Whether that's a friend or a family member, we can at least do something while we're waiting for them to get transferred to an appropriate level of care. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is someone who comes with you to ask you some random question, or they want you to look at a rash or tell them why they could be dizzy or stuff like that. Those are vague types of things that can really get us in a lot of trouble, especially if we miss something because we don't have all the information there. Now, the people that are listening, you guys are very talented. You're very smart. You know what you know and you know what you don't know. But it becomes a lot more challenging when someone comes to you asking you why they could be dizzy and you really don't have the information you need. You don't have the diagnostic test. You don't have a way to look at records. You also probably have no way to chart what you're doing, what you found, stuff like that. So without any means of protecting yourself, you have exposed yourself to a lot of new things. And because of all that, this can, again, open you up to risk if something were to be missed. There's no way to help show things. And, you know, this can also violate people's trust when they didn't understand that, hey, this was extremely limited for what you could or could not do. Well, sometimes when it's a friend, we may be able to see them in an appropriate clinical setting, but most of the time they're not coming to us in the appropriate clinical setting where we could chart on them and diagnose them, treat them and stuff like that, where we have clear records that show an established relationship and that we also get billed. In fact, most of the time people are coming to us because they're trying to avoid the bill. They want to just basically have you take a look at them and tell them what's wrong. And then a lot of times they expect you to then treat it, which becomes even more challenging because in most cases, you really can't treat them. You may be able to at least get some cursory information, say, hey, I'm worried about this. You should get it checked out and explain to them this are some things you could expect to have happen. But that's kind of where it ends. And again, it's really hard to show the difference of being their medical provider versus being basically a concerned friend. You know, most people are not expecting their mother or father or sister or brother or name you to be their doctor because they're probably not. But, you know, they expect them to just give them some friendly information. Now with you being the medical provider, it's a little bit different. And it's really hard to make that clear. And what becomes even more challenging is when this happens at a distance. When someone texts you a picture of a rash and ask you what this could be, well, usually you're not going to have the full clinical context. You're definitely not seeing them in person, so you can't do things with the rash that you'd want to do otherwise. And especially if they're texting you, you're probably not getting enough information to really inform your opinion and figure out what's wrong with them, especially when you're talking about testing and stuff like that. So you're really, really limited on what you can do. But again, they usually don't understand that. And this just exposes you that much more because, again, you can't actually see them and you have to explain that in a nice way that sometimes it's hard to really do. So again, this can expose you to certain risks and this can potentially cause trust issues and damage relationships and also put you in legal hotspots that you never want to be in. So basically, I'm giving you permission to say no. And you should have already had this permission long ago. But in case you've never had this permission, just understand you can say no. It's entirely acceptable to say that someone needs to see a medical professional and to seek them out. You can give them resources. You can direct them to the appropriate direction. You can do whatever needs to be done to satisfy that and try and encourage them to seek that. I've definitely run into the situation where I've had friends and family members who want me to do it all for them. And I can't. I just legally can't. And I try and explain that to them. And sometimes it's taken repeat encouragements and stuff like that. But eventually things were to happen and get done that need to be basically performed. But long story short, this is a real obstacle. And we just have to understand that it's okay for us to say no. We still need to help them as best we can. But also we need to clearly define relationships. When I have people who approach me asking for things, and sometimes it's colleagues, I have to make it very clear that we're colleagues and there are certain limitations on what I can or cannot do. But, if they want to see me in the appropriate medical setting, I'll be happy to take care of them, as long as it's legally appropriate, which in most cases it is. So as long as we define and establish all that, we're usually in good condition. But sometimes we have to recognize that people may just simply not understand that. And this becomes a little bit complicated at times, but I like to explain it to people as, they most likely have their own profession. For example, they may be an accountant or a lawyer or whatever. Well, they may provide me with some friendly information and advice, but I understand that that information that they're giving me is usually general and vague. And I have to explain, just like you're giving me kind of general information and tips, and it's not specific to my particular case because I'm not expecting that of you. Expect the same for me in reverse. I'm not giving you exact. I may be giving you some friendly information, but that's the end of it. And again, with other professionals, that's usually fairly easy to understand. But sometimes with other people, it just may not be as easy to click. And for that reason, I just really have to sometimes just make it very plain that for X, Y, or Z reason, I cannot do this. I'm more than happy to get you the right people. Here's who I'd suggest or whatever the situation calls for. But we just have to understand that legally and ethically, we have certain limitations and we need to be able to explain that. And a lot of times I can explain to them also that maybe my facility doesn't allow for me to do something outside of practice or whatever, but there's usually something that we can rely on to help us out so that it doesn't seem like we're just the bad guys, because we're really not trying to be the bad guys. We just want to make sure that the right thing happens for them. And sometimes we may volunteer a little bit of information. Maybe we see something that's really concerning for us. We can certainly help direct it and give some information, but we need to make it clear again that we're not their medical professional. We just want to make sure things are taken care of appropriately. I know this is a hard conversation. Definitely family and friends can have a hard time understanding that there's this barrier that exists, but be courteous, kind, compassionate, and just really explain to them that you want the best for them, but you can't do this for either a personal or professional risk or legal reasons or ethical reasons, whatever the case may be. But usually if we say this the right way, people will understand. And that's essentially all I want to talk about today. It's just a quick little thing that came up after some recent conversations and felt like it's something that really we just don't always have the permission of. And so I want to make sure to let people know that, hey, it's okay to say no. Don't be pushed in or bullied into a position, whether people mean to or not, that you can tell them, hey, I can't do this for whatever reason. But until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.